Lord is in this holy place on today. We thank and praise God for all of you who took part in the music, praise, and worship service of God. Hallelujah. Let's say amen for our children today. Amen. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Truly, we give glory and honor. All praise be to God. We thank God for our new brothers and sisters that God allowed to drop in on us on this morning. We thank God for your smiles, for your prayers, even for your worship. As I stand before you today, I am extremely humbled. And I just thank and praise God that he allows me to decrease as he increases. There is truly is a word from the Lord on such an occasion as this. And as been our custom, I'm going to ask that everyone turn again to our New Testament scripture of Ephesians chapter 3. And let us hold our Bibles very high. Let us stand and hold our Bibles high as we make our confession on today. Our confession and proclamation. Amen. 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 This is my Bible. God's holy word. I said I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. And as God's child, I submit myself that he may perform his word in me today, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us turn again to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. Those of you with strength in your legs, please stand. Let's turn again to, only tonight, right now, let us read verses 10 through 13. Amen. You have Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. Let us read. To the intent, unto now, principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your... Let's read verse 12 again. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith. One more time, let's read it, kick it up. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. It is my desire this morning that the Lord allows me to teach. I get kind of excited when I preach. I get kind of excited when I teach. I just get excited. Amen. Look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, I want you to know, as his child, success is my destiny. And failure is not an option. Amen. I have to take my disclaimer because in preparation for this, the Lord showed me several of your faces. So, if I have the permission to use your name in this sermon, raise your hand. Amen. It is also known if you had not raised your hand, I was going to talk about you anyway. Amen. I'm just glad you allow that privilege. In this text, it is actually a prayer that Paul is praying. And when we read it, he is actually asking God for the strengthening of those who are coming behind him. He is actually telling them that in spite of what you see me go through, I don't want you to be upset by the pains and the bond that I'm in. But I want you to know that because of the stripes I bear, you will be a success in the Lord. I want you to know that I'm going through some things because I am paving the way for you. Don't be scared when people turn away from you. Don't even back down when somebody would come and try to test you. But because of how I stand, I want you to know that you are already a success. Let's look at verse 16. He says him that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. What he's saying is the strength of God that goes very deep within us. You know, it's like when our back is up against the wall, within in ourselves, we may not be able to push it. But if we call on power from above, God is able to move whatever it is that is standing in our way. Whatever it is, he said, by the strength of him. Let me tell you, that goes so deep. When we feel like, God, I can't go any further, then God says, oh, but you can. Because in Luke 1 and 37, it says, with God, nothing is impossible. Child of God, let me tell you, some of us today are sitting around and we are really success stories that you know nothing about. Some of us we've had to go through hills and high waters. We have had to go through many red seas, but in each red sea, God says success is your destiny. Somebody looked at us a long time ago and said, you know that you are a failure. Why don't you just sit down and shut up? Then we can say, as a child of God, I would sit down, but the anointing on my life tells me to get up and go for the goal. I would sit back and say, throw my hands up, but because of my anointing, the Lord, the spirit that is in me, saying, get up and try it again. And you might think I'm talking about Paul. Oh, I beg to differ, because let me tell you, I know of a young lady sitting right in this church, was going through dentistry school, and she was saying, they want me to quit, but I'm not going to quit. They think it's getting hard, but it's not so hard that I'm going to give up. And she pressed her way, and she pressed her way. But one day, Sister Nunya walked out of that class, and they could not hold her. They tell me that there's this little black girl attending Alton High, and they don't like the fact that she has the nerve, she has the audacity, the fortitude, the thing, she belongs in honors class. And when they was pressing on her, her mama said, my baby been this far, she going all the way. So Sister Karen went and called her baby's name before the Lord, and she came and told me just a couple of days that Katrina made the honor roll. You can't tell me success is not our destiny. And then when I'm talking to Mother Woods was letting me know, see, you know, Gary never had a lesson in his life, but Brother Woods had an anointing. He got his lesson before he got here, before his mama met his daddy. God slapped music in his hands, and he's been playing ever since, because success is our destiny. We must become, even as it said in verse 17, we must become rooted and grounded in the anointing. And children of God, let me tell you, the problem is that we are so rooted and grounded in society that we have forgotten about the promises of God on our life. We can tell you what the stats say. Right now, the statistics will tell you that there are more black men in prison than there are in college. The statistics will tell you that if you go to public school, you have a 95% chance of being a dropout before you get 16. But oh, I beg to differ, because we have children of God, and success says that God, as my God, I'm gonna make it through school. Right now, when I look down here, I see doctors, I see lawyers, I see preachers, I see politicians. I don't see a dropout. I don't see drug addicts. Glory to God. As I was getting prepared, the Lord let me see this commercial. When I was looking at this commercial, it shows this track star. And this young man is receiving all kinds of medals. But then the next caption said, nobody knew what his training was all about. So when he kept going, the next picture you see is this young man. You hear police sirens. You see riot guns pulled out because he said he thought he was running track, but he didn't know later in life he was going to be running from the police, because what he did was, instead of being rooted and grounded in the word of God, he became rooted and grounded in society. And society will tell you that if you are a black male, you are already got two strikes against you. But I beg to differ. With God as our help, black men will survive. With God as our help, white men will survive. With God as our help, we are a success story, because destiny is our success. Glory to God today. Hallelujah. When we look at the word of God, I love Romans 8 and 37. It says, nay, in all these things, we are more than overcomers. Lord have mercy. In preparation, the Lord took me to a song. The name of it was called The Impossible Dream. Children of God, I came to tell you today, the society is filled with dream killers. Society is filled with those who tell us that we can't make it because they can't make it. Society is always talking about how many divorces are in the making, but they never tell you about those divorces that was taken to God and God said, no, not you. They never tell you about those persons who decided to quit talking about me, my, and I, and start talking about us, we, and ours. They never tell you about that because they're dream killers. Somebody say dream killers. What dream killers do we have? In society, we have teenage pregnancies. We have sickness and disease. We have drugs and alcohol. We have those people who would be cheating and stealing, nipping and tripping, dipping on the side. We have the chick on the side and the boys in the hood. That's called dream killers. Somebody say dream killers. But I came to tell you today that as children of God, success is our destiny and failure is not an option. Somebody tell me again, repeat with me, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Oh, y'all said that like y'all was scared. I want some powerful children of God to make this confession. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. You know what? I thought the devil moved, but he said they playing. So we got to tell the devil, I ain't lying this time. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Oh, we need it one more time. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. How can we make that happen? We can make that happen because we need to have parents that can still dream for their children. We can make that happen because parents, you need to have that impossible dream for your child. You need to be able to tell them, I don't care if you go to public school. You go to public school and get everything they got because God said you will succeed. I don't know, but when I see Deacon Tony and I see Sister Christy and they're looking at baby Kennedy, I can just see them and they say, gone baby. Oh, get it, baby. When Kennedy was over there trying to do praise dancing, I don't see that Sister Christy was talking about my baby gonna have a baby when she's 15. Sister Christy said, my baby going all the way. My baby gonna do things I ain't never thought about, because I can see her with the impossible dream. I don't know, but I didn't know Mother Woods back then. But Mother Woods was talking about how she used to sew and how she used to get all her clothes together. I don't know, but Sister Woods didn't know that later on in life she would be a fashion plate. But those of us who still trying to wonder, where you get all that stuff from? How can you do that? She said, baby, this is so old, but I ain't never seen it before. It's new to me, because you look like a successful seamstress to me. Child of God, oh, know this. See, we have to know within ourselves that failure is not an option. Look at your neighbor and say, failure is not an option. Because let me tell you, failure only becomes an option when we decide that prayer doesn't work. Failure only becomes an option when we decide that God cannot hold up His word. Failure only becomes an option when we are too tired to pray and just plumb tired of praying. But let me tell you, if you would give God another chance, if you would just give God an opportunity to speak to your heart and not to your head, you will realize that God has success in your future. You will realize that success doesn't come overnight. Sometimes you gotta fall out to get back in. Sometimes you gotta get mad just so you can make up. Sometimes you gotta get tired before you get energized. But if you know success is your destiny, you don't give up, come hell or high water. If you know that success is your destiny, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. On Wednesday night, the Lord had me tell a very sad story. And it's about my 56-year-old brother. We've been praying and praying, but at 56 years old, he desires to get a grill. For those of you who don't know it, it's getting all your front teeth with gold. At 56 years old, the greatest prophet he knows is Tupac. At 56 years old, he doesn't know how to pay his bills, but he knows how to pay the drug man. And yet, when it looks like all hope is gone, I look at him and I say, God has you here for a reason. I look at him and I say, before you die, you are gonna call on the name of God. I look at him and I say, you will not die a heathen. I believe the promise of God. And even though it looks like he's good for nothing, because I'm his sister, I call out his name and say, God, don't forget my brother. Because I hold in my heart the impossible dream. Because even as I stand before you, I live the impossible dream day after day after day. Because it says here in the scriptures, it says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence. Children of God, I stand before you, and there was a time in my life, because of some ignorant choices that I made in my life, because of some terrible decisions I made in my life, I began to take a back seat, and I thought God would have no use for somebody like me. I decided that I know God had put a calling on my life, but I didn't know about Luke 1:37, where it said, with God, nothing is impossible. I didn't know that there holds an impossible dream, and God is able to put those things together that he called them to be. I did not know that God had a use for a person like me. So one day, when I was just sitting there, just saying, God, I know you called me, but I'm just so terrible. God, I got so much junk in my trunk. I'm afraid that somebody's going to know about where I came from. But God told me, you give me your past and let me give you a future. He told me that I would give you beauty for ashes. So he burned up all of that stuff that I thought would keep me back. And he said, I'm going to set you up high on a hill so everybody can see what I can do. So, child of God, after many years, glory to God, help me, Lord. At my 10-year high school reunion, everybody was coming together, talking about their degrees that they had. I didn't have a degree. At our 15-year high school reunion, everybody was talking about the other degree that they had. And I had to hold my head down because by that time, I had been married several times. I had been trying starting over at least 4 times. And when they looked and said, Velda, how's it going? I had to say, it's all right. So I went in my prayer closet. And I said, God, let me get 1 degree at least before I'm 40. It would just seem like if I don't get it by the time I'm 40, I'll never get it. So, child of God, when I didn't feel like filling out the application, the angel of the Lord took my hand and completed the application for me. So at 37, I got my bachelor's degree. And all of a sudden, I had conquered an impossible dream. So when I went back to my next reunion, I said, I got one too. But by then, they were talking about their masters. So I said, God, you gave me 1 impossible. I don't want to ask for too much, but I need another one. I need a degree by the time I'm 50. So in 2003, I marched across the stage with my master. And in May of 2003, I turned 50 years old. Hallelujah. Because of an impossible dream. But St. John, every time I come to this powerful place, it's not easy. Because it's an impossible dream after an impossible dream. Because see where I came from, single female in the ministry was not destined for pastorship. Single woman in the ministry that always felt that you was after everybody else's husband. Single woman in the ministry with multiple marriages said something had to be wrong with you. So in my quiet time, I kept telling God everything that was wrong with me. And God said, I thought you wanted an impossible dream. I said, God, this looks more like a nightmare to me. But he said, you told me to do something impossible. So the Lord brought me here to altar. And I served the best I could. Gave out my heart the best I could. I can't tell you how many times my heart was broken. I can't even tell you how many times I was made to cry. I kept saying, God, send me back home. It is hard up here. And he told me, but you asked for an impossible dream. So I kept coming. I kept standing. I kept coming. Praise God. I am living the impossible dream. God opened that door because I stood where I stood. I stood on his word. I stood on what he said. And every day, he gives me an impossible dream. What am I saying? Oh, you may have a child on drugs. Don't give up on them. You may have a spouse that have forgotten how to say I love you. Don't give up on them. You may be tired of going home all by yourself with nobody there to wrap their arms around you. You may be tired of eating dinner by yourself. You may be tired of opening the door and nobody's there to welcome you. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. Mama, keep praying for that daughter. It's never too late. Daddy, don't turn your back on that son. He can't dream for himself. He needs you to dream for him. Oh, children of God, we have to keep saying to ourselves, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. When you come to the Red Sea, you gotta know the story. They couldn't cross it. But when they called unto that God, he parted the seas because success was their destiny. Failure was not an option. When the Hebrew boys went into the fire, they said, yeah, you might burn me up, but success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. When he put Daniel in the lion's den, he said, I don't care what you do, but success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. When the woman with the issue of blood was tired of going to see doctors, she said, oh, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, because success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. So when she touched him, all of her body was made whole, because she knew if she could just get to Jesus. What am I saying? Child of God, we can take any option that looks like failure in our life. Take it and give it one more try. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how many times you try. Because if you tried in your own strength, it's already a failure. But if you could see yourself in God, if you could see yourself whole in the Lord, if you could see yourself giving whatever bothers you, take it to the Lord. The psalmist said, take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. Just leave them there. Just leave them there. If you just take it. Because you know, when you take it to him, failure is not an option. Because success is your destiny. As I said before, children of God, we serve a God who came through 42 generations. He came to a people that didn't know how to dream. He came to a people that had no God on their side. But he said, Father, make me a body, and I'll show them what dreaming is all about. He said, make me a body, and I'll show them that they're more than conquerors. Make me a body, and I'll go down and overcome. Make me a body. So God made him this body. He came through 42 generations. He walked this earth 30 plus years. They spit in his face, but he didn't fight, because failure was not an option. They lied on him and talked about him, but they didn't stop him, because failure was not an option. He had some disciples to turn their back on him, but he didn't quit, because failure was not an option. They gambled for his clothes as he went to the cross, but he kept on, because failure was not an option. When they put him on Calvary's cross and hugged him from the sixth until the ninth hour, he said, God, don't lay this to them, because failure is not an option. When they laid him in the tomb, he was there all night Friday, all day Saturday, and all Saturday night. And suddenly there was a rumbling. Suddenly there was a movement. And he was saying within himself, I gotta get up. I gotta get up. I gotta get up. So Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. All power. And as it says in verse 12, if we have the boldness, then we have access. I don't care what's been stopping you before. It's time for you to change your mind. I don't care how you felt before you came in here. It's time for you to change your mind. Because as a child of God, success is your destiny. Failure is not an option. Whatever you tried before and you couldn't do it, in the name of Jesus, do it again. Whatever you wanted to do and they wouldn't let you do, in the name of Jesus, do it again. Whatever you washed your hands up and threw away the towel, in the name of Jesus, pick that baby up and try it again. Because as children of God, success is our destiny and failure is not an option. Success is our destiny and failure is, oh help me today, success is my destiny and failure is not an option. Today, parents, dream for your children. Husbands, dream for your wives. Wives, dream for your husbands. Children of God, people of Alton, dream for your community. Children of St. John, dream for your church, dream for your pastor. And as your pastor, I stand to dream for you. Because where I stand, success is our destiny. Failure is not an option. And if we look in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above more than we ask or think. Oh, you better help me. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we... I need some help here. Now, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly? Oh, I need some help. Now, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think? If you know that, then you can say with me, as of today, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Oh, y'all still don't believe. If you are a child of God today and you can read his word, you can say with me, as of today, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Oh, see, to me, Satan must got some super glue on your behind and you can't get up. Hallelujah. But you need to say, as of today, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Oh, don't whisper to me. I can't hear in one ear. As of today, success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. I can't hear you. As of today, success is my destiny. Success is my destiny. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Because I am a child of the King. Because I am a child of the King. Success is my destiny. Success is my destiny. Failure is not an option. Give the Lord a hand praise.
The impossible dream.
Will you dream it with us?
Too far.
The doors of the church is open.
The unbeatable foe.
Listen to the words.
To bear the unbearable sorrow.
The doors of the church is open.
To run where the brave dare not go.
Oh, listen to the words today. Listen to the words.
Christ.
Yes, Lord.
The unrightable
role. It doesn't matter what they say about you. You're already a success.
To love,
pure
and chaste from
God
afar.
God loves you, and that's more than anybody on this side can say.
To try when your arms are too weak.
If you're tired of reaching up, just reach up anyway.
To reach the unreachable
star. See the
today. This is my quest.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
To follow that star.
Won't you follow it today?
No matter how hopeless.
This is our impossible
no
dream.
No matter how far.
Somebody needs a dream for our children.
Fight for the right.
We need to dream for our
without
children.
Without question
we
of all.
We need to dream for our family.
To be
we need
willing
to, dream
to
for our
march in to hell with an heavenly
ghost.
And I know I will only be true to this glorious quest. That my heart will lie peaceful and calm when
come.
I'm laid to my rest.
We need some dreamers today.
And the world will be better for this. That one man scorned and covered with scorn, still strong with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable
this morning. In Sunday school, we talked about second chances. We serve a God of a second chance. How can we give? How can we give those in the world a second chance when we won't even give those in our family a second chance? So, child of God, as I go to my seat, our guest, Reverend Mon, is going to preach. He's going to pray the altar prayer. If you know somebody that you need to give a second chance, come to the altar. If you're somebody that needs a second chance, come to the altar. If you're somebody who was given a second chance, come to the altar. And don't come with your thoughts, but come with an impossible dream, knowing that because God is God, you are destined for success. Knowing that because God is God, failure is not an option. But to come and touch somebody by the hand. Touch somebody by the hand and just let them know, in the Lord, I love you.
Bow your head in the presence of God. Dear Master, we come now. First of all, Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your many blessings you have bestowed upon us. For Father, we come to realize that we're not even worthy to stand in your presence. But we come now with bowed head and humbled hearts, thanking you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for allowing us to see this day, because we realize it's nothing that we've done to deserve it. But you touched us this morning with a thing of love. You opened up our eyes to see this beautiful day. You allowed a reasonable portion of our health and strength. So Father, we gather into your holy place to say thank you on this morning. Father God, we come now bringing all of our burdens to you. And we thank you for the promise that all you said to us, that cast your cares upon you, for you care for us. So Father, we come now to the altar. We bring all of the sickness. We bring every stronghold. We bring everything the devil has tried to take from us. And in the name of Jesus, we claim it right now. We come to take it back with force. And Father, we come to take it with interest. We thank you for the authority that you have granted us. And we tell the devil right now, you have no place in our lives. We tell the devil right now to take his ugly hands off our children. We tell the devil right now to take his hands off our finances. We tell the devil right now to take his hands off our families. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. Dear Master, we come now, surrendering ourselves to you. We thank you for telling us on this morning that success is our destiny. Failure is not an option. We thank you for your promise. You told Paul to tell us that all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the blood that he shed. Thank you for the sacrifice that he gave. Thank you for allowing him to get up early Sunday morning. Lord, we bless your name on today. We thank you for this body of Christ. And we ask a continued blessing upon this body of Christ. Father God, we know that you are able. And through you all things are possible. So now, dear Master, we surrender all to you. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for hearing our prayer. But most of all, Master, we thank you for being a prayer-answering God. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. We know you're in your will, and we know you're in your way. So, Father God, we thank you again. We love you today. And Father, we just ask that you continue to smile upon us. And we just ask, dear God, that you continue to give us the holy boldness that we need to let this world know that Jesus Christ is still alive And he's still in the saving business. So, Master, we lift up every family that's represented here. We lift up every soul that is in this place. And we know that you're able. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. And we thank you for your power. It is in your Son, precious name, that we pray. In a name that is above every name. In a name that only name that men can be saved. In the name of Jesus. That saving name. In the name of Jesus. That salvific name. That we pray. And the body of Christ said together, amen.
Dream impossible. Fight the unbeatable.
Give your neighbor a hug and let him know.
Bear the unbearable.
Success is our destiny.
Praise the weather.
Let him know. Success is our destiny.
Dream the impossible.
Failure is not an option.
Fight the unbeatable. To bear the unbearable. Pray with the denable. Dream the impossible.
Let him know. Success is our destiny.
Fight the
failure
unbeatable.
Failure is not an option.
To bear the unbearable. Run with the brave and I go. To dream the impossible. To fight the unbeatable. To bear the unbearable. To run with the dead I go. Fight the unbeatable, to bear the unbearable, to run with the brave I go. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah. To fight the unbeatable, to bear the unbearable, to run where the brave dare not go, to dream the impossible, to fight the unbeatable, to bear the unbearable, to run where the brave dare not go. Yeah.
Been dealing with that song all week, and when I came in yesterday, I just asked him to do it, and he just argued as he knows he does anyway. But I thank God for the spirit that lives within Deacon Woods. You see, church, I want you to know you're looking at a lot of people, even though it looks like we've never had hard trials and tribulations, even though it looks like that we don't know anything about the rough side of the mountain. I stand before you to say, don't let the outside fool you. Because if it were not for the Lord, all of us had an opportunity to be drug addicts. We all had an opportunity to just throw up our hands with life and say, forget it. We've had our heart broken. We've been lied on. We've lied on some people. We've been talked about. We've talked about some people. But we serve a God of a second chance. And when you look at Ephesians, it said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Society would tell us that nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. But society is a lie. Because in Psalms 37 and 4, it said that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. But let me tell you, if we don't have a dream, he can't bring them forth. If we have no desires in our heart, he cannot bring them to pass. And then if we don't want anything, then he's not obligated to give us anything. So child of God, if you've heard anything on this morning, your heart should be uplifted and your mind should be changed. Because from where you sit right now, you know that success is your destiny. You don't have to fail unless you want to. And from where I stand, failure is not an option. You need to stop that devil on his head and send him back to hell where he came from. Because we can dream, we can believe, and we can hope. Because we serve the God who brings it all to pass. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. You know, we have a saying sometimes that it's better late than never. So I know Sister Melanie Johnson thought it would be never. But on today, Brother James Weldon Johnson, please come and receive your certificate of baptism. Amen. We have a few more minutes. The Lord has sent us some beautiful people. So we're going to ask Reverend Mound, who so graciously prayed us at the altar, to please come and have some remarks.
To God be the glory, saints.
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Well.
We greet you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we bring greetings from the Antioch Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois, where my pastor is the Reverend Dr. C.D. Stewart, and I'm Reverend Napoleon Mond. I'm the youth director and youth minister, and I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, and I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I'm reminded of the words of the songwriter said that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. We have a reason to praise God. Just look around. God is yet good, and his mercy endureth forever. I'd like to thank you all for having us. Thank you all for your hospitality. God is so good. And it's so good to be in the midst of brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I ask that you continue to pray for us as we pray for you. God bless this pastor of this body of this church. And we just ask that you continue to go in God's will. Success is our destiny. Failure is not an option. God bless you.
And for those of us who are still shaped by society, the scripture said, Jesus put it like this, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. No matter what they try to do, he said, we're more than overcomers because he overcame the world. I hope you still got your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We thank God for all of our children. They perform to the utmost of ability. And parents, let me give you a clue. See, we know how to do better because we've been doing it longer. Let us not be stumbling blocks to our children. They mess up because they're children. Heck, we mess up because we're children. God did not ask us to do everything right. He said, "Do be perfect in Him." So let them serve God to the best of their ability. Quit pressing them down. They're young. When we were their age, some of us wouldn't even get up and say a speech. Hello? But God have allowed them. He's moved on their hearts. They're here because of you. Don't make them run away because of you too. But let's allow them to be children. Okay? You know, I just talked to Sister Katrina. She's a perfectionist. I told her a couple of more years, it'll grow out. You'll just be glad to be up. You know, when I'm preaching, I break all kind of verbs and all that good stuff. You look, I'm not coming here for grammar tests. I'm coming to tell you what does say the Lord. If you don't like my grammar, I'll write it down. You can correct it after benediction. Don't bother me none. I want to tell you what thus said the Lord. I got some degrees to show you. I've been to cool. Sat down on the seat, passed a few tests. What else gonna do now? All right. Be through in a few minutes. So let's just know. Because when you realize that you are destined for success, you don't be bothered with the small stuff. You don't even let it sweat you. Because you know you up for bigger and better things. With your Bibles, please stand and let's read verse 12. Let's read verse 12 right now. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith. All right, now I want us to shake the rafters right now again. And if you know that to be true, let me hear what you know about success.
Success
and failure. One more time.
Success.
Praise God from whom our blessings flow. Jesus throughout ages, world without end. Let every heart sing.